This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, feminists. Well, hoods on head.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ha! It's liberal! Ha ha! Well, I'm Jim!
That's fair time. Fairness doctrine. I now have a character called Habib that pops in occasionally. And like, we're going to blow you up in slave caravan. You like it. It's liberal.
It's not quite a Muslim accent. It's more like a weird Hungarian accent or something. Oh, mother! What are we going to put up with here? Father! More of that fake voice. It's all fake. Yeah, right. We're so real, they don't know what to do about it. We're total maniacs who don't care what the global stinker say or do. All right, Watson. I'm fake. Stephen Colbert is real. Paul, where do you see the censorship going, this total war that we're right in the middle of with our listeners? I mean, a lot of victories for nationalism, big defeat for nationalism and populism with Le Pen. Just recapping the state of the world right now, Paul.
Well, different European countries are at different points of the journey. Definitely France is further behind. Sweden Democrats are the most popular party in Sweden right now. They've got an election next year. We got a German election coming up. That's probably a lost cause because the AfD is not very well organized, but generally because of just the mood in Germany. But again, that Swedish election next year is going to be big. And, you know, we continue to battle forward with Brexit. Talking about fake, Alex, Zero Hedge has got a headline. Facebook deletes tens of thousands of accounts ahead of UK general election. Now, they did this before the French election, deleting 30,000 accounts right beforehand. And they say they're going to educate the public. They're taking out national newspaper print advertising campaign ads to, quote, educate the British public about fake news as part of a concerted global effort to crack down on the false information epidemic it's seen on its platform.
And let's not forget Posobiec's being sued by the French because he, quote, got involved in their election saying how horrible Macron is, while Obama got involved in the election. So every globalist can get involved, but none of us can have opinions, according to the French.
No, and of course, the Stanford University study found that, quote, fake news had no effect whatsoever on the U.S. presidential election. They never talk about that study, do they? Because, again, the real agenda is censorship. Yes, there is fake news. It's tiny. But then you look at the list of fake news websites, it's Breitbart, InfoWars, Daily Caller, it's all just conservative
websites. Let's be clear. There are some fake news sites that hardly anybody goes to that are like satire. So there's very few independent fake sites, but there are a ton of establishment ones. Major movie production companies, what, 20th Century Fox, or was it Universal, got caught putting out all those fake news sites to attack Trump. Comedy Central just put out a new fake video of Trump, and people thought it was real. They're the ones constantly lying, saying WMDs are in Iraq. I mean, they're the real corporate fake news, and that's at record levels, Paul.
Well, literally, I talked about it earlier. This mainstream hack accused me of putting out fake news for saying that the rebel flag was being flown at Macron rallies. He claimed it was the Syrian national flag. Literally fake news. The Syrian national flag is red, white, and black. The rebel flag is green, white, and black. Those are the moderate rebels that behead people and cut out their hearts and eat them. Okay, that's not the Syrian national flag. Literally putting out fake news and accusing me of putting out fake news on Twitter. And we see examples like that every day. So now Facebook is going to delete more accounts. They've got fake news flags so you can flag up fake news stories. Oh, but not if you go on CNN. Oh, and by the way, CNN's YouTube videos, none of them have been restricted. None have been demonetized, even though they're talking about ISIS. They can put ISIS terrorism in the headline. We can't.
That's right. We're not allowed to discuss and debate right because we're not certified like CNN, like that internal Google memo saying CNN is real and Ron Paul is not on Alex Jones. Because it said, you may notice we're reporting some of the same stuff, but when they do it, it's okay. When we do it, it's not allowed, Paul.
And people on YouTube are now getting community strikes if they legitimately criticize and make fun of the Young Turks. They're getting videos wiped and community
strikes. The Young Turks are in trouble. They're all obviously, their numbers are down, admittedly, and the new movie's come out, The Promise, showing what the Young Turks originally did in situation in Turkey, so they're pretty upset. Paul, great job. See you back tomorrow in the fourth hour. We'll be back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Look on screen if you are a TV viewer, radio listeners. Go to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones. You can see it. The globalists and their Luciferian system is now out in the open. Alex Jones. That's a direct screenshot from French news agency television with Macron standing in front of the 666 pieces of pink glass designed and commissioned by François Mitterrand, the former French president back in the early 1990s. And he wrote in major magazines that he channeled on a mountaintop the design of the pyramid to channel Lucifer and have Lucifer reside in Paris, France. Absolutely incredible. The Illuminati in your face. You might want to retweet that from Real Alex Jones and get it out to everybody you know. I want to get into opening the borders even more under globalism, their endgame. I want to get into the latest on Obamacare. Jack Posobiec sued by Mr. New World Order, Macron, is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. They're suing him for criticizing Macron and saying he worked for the Rothschilds in banking, which he did. Isn't that just special? This is the globalism that we're facing, where you get sued if you dare criticize any of their operations. Of course, it's a badge of honor to have such a thing happen to you. We all know what Mr. Soros is up to right now with me. So that's all coming up at the bottom of the hour. But let's look into what makes the globalists tick, what makes them operate. They want to condition the public to some new thing societally that's going to be happening. They'll tell them, oh, in 50 years or 100 years or 1,000 years, humans will split into two different species. Oh, in 100 years, there'll be a singularity, and we're going to transform into silicon-based life forms, but by then you'll be dead. That way, you feel like you're not threatened, but you're being conditioned. And Tech Insider, I guess a division of Business Insider, has come out and explained how you're going to have nanotech inside you changing your DNA and how it's all going to be synthetic. And how you're going to merge with machines and be immortal. Now, when I put out my film Endgame 10 years ago, the New York Times attacked it and said it was totally delusional and that I believe the elites were trying to be immortal, but first carry out the extermination of the general population of the planet, and that they were going to play God and genetically re-engineer the entire world, and that they would introduce more chemicals and more biologicals through the vaccines and other systems, so that they could trigger genetic disorders that were predisposed when you're bombarded with certain chemicals or certain genetics or certain viruses to be triggered. Then as disease becomes epidemic on every front, they will then have treatments that allow you to live but change fundamentally who you are to survive and then make you a captive of that breakaway technology. They're saying within a generation, 90% of births are going to be cesarean. They're already trying to phase out women breastfeeding their children. They knew 100 years ago when they said, go on formula, go to work, women. Don't hold your baby next to your skin. They'd already done psychological testing in England, the United States, and Germany, showing the children would have shrunken brains, low IQs, and be basically sociopathic or zombie-like because they wouldn't have any real empathy or human connection. That's why you walk around in public, and I don't care what color people are, they all look the same. Most of them look like shrunken head zombies with no life in their eyes, just wandering around aimlessly, shuffling, looking for somebody to give them something. They're the walking dead. I say let the dead bury the dead. I love them, I care about them, but you can't reach most of them. We've got to reach out to the people that still have the spark of energy in their eyes, who are still alive, because the dead are all around us. And I realize that more people every day are succumbing to basically the sleep state, the near-consciousness state, and then once they're in that state, they're being programmed, they're being bombarded, they're being conditioned, they're being directed to basically hate themselves and hate everyone around them so they can be prepared to just kind of roll over as husk of former humans and die, falling to this alien system that's being built. When I say alien system, computers are alien to this planet. They're a new system, a new form of information. Are viruses alive or dead? You can argue that. Are computers alive or dead? You can argue that. Google is alive because billions of humans interface with it as a giant neural digital electrochemical network interface. And that's Google's own admission, that they are building a over-the-horizon system that can tell the future and then manipulate human stimuli on a mass scale to control the future. That's the big holy grail. But you can only do that by getting the general public to subserve, to hand over their consciousness, to hand over their will to the beast system. And that's what they've now done. They call themselves at the EU, at the IMF, at the World Bank, at the WTO, at the TPP, all the same people. They call it, what do they call it? They call it a technocracy. What is a technocracy? A technological computerized system of total control run by an elite of technocrats. An all-seeing HAL 2000 computer mapping human development, human systems, and using that data to warp and destroy and sacrifice humanity on the altar of their synthetic silicon god. But they sell it like it's fun. It's cute. See, don't warn somebody that they're going to try to microchip the public to buy and sell 20 years ago. Oh, you're a kook, you're crazy, even when it's in Pentagon documents. They don't want you to form the opinion that's dangerous up front. So they say, Alex Jones is crazy, he's evil, he's bad, it doesn't exist. Then it starts coming on ABC, CBS, NBC. Soon everyone will have a chip. It's for the better good. Just submit. And then now, oh, world government is here. Oh, we are going to penalize you if you have more than one child. Oh, most people are becoming sterile. Don't worry. We have synthetic DNA. The government's going to let you have two daddies because it's, you know, it's families are hurtful. Don't say you're a mother or a father. Don't say you're a mother or a father on your entrance paperwork for your kindergartner. Well, the next step is there are no sexes. They're getting rid of that, because there will be no sexes. There's only people hooked into machines, into the big black pyramid of death, the technocracy. And so they come out, what humans will look like in 1,000 years? Oh, we'll be immortal. We'll be in machines. Our consciousness will be in a machine. And I'm sure the people that let us do this, this big mainframe, it's going to be loving and let us have free will. Because the very people that are building it are all against free will. They're into pedophilia. They're into death. They're into war. They're into selfishness. They're into ego. They're into being total narcissists while calling anybody that fights them a narcissist. But, oh, I'm sure in the process of this, we'll all be taken up to the big mothership at childhood's end. And we'll all be happy in one big giant togetherness. But during this re-education, we've got to go live in big plastic sports stadiums. And there'll be no more money. It'll be the wonderful zeitgeist that the UN and the New York Times are pushing. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. So we have the Planned-opolis videos that are shown to elementary school students in England. There's 10 different videos. Guys, cue up Megapolis of the Planned-opolis. It's on YouTube. And it's, oh, you get meat once a year on your birthday, and nobody has cars with the elite, and you're told what job you're going to have, and everything's tracked because of carbon being the big evil. Not genetic engineering. Not all the abominations against the planet and the genome and God. None of that's an issue. Not the human-animal chimeras. No, 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 no. None of that exists, even though it does exist. What really matters is carbon dioxide the plants breathe. Let's tax that. Because this is all about the fallen evil spirit on this planet, this interdimensional parasite wanting to be God, and so it needs to infect humanity made in the image of God. Humanity that's meant to slowly, through free will, develop into our next level. We have this hijacker that's come in and taken over the species and is using it, because he doesn't have the creativity, to build this new twisted system that it believes is its escape off this planet. Now, the media, whenever I break that down, says, I'm crazy, I'm nuts, what am I saying? They've built new silicon creations. They've built new animal human hybrid clones. That's admitted. They've merged hundreds of different species together and put it in pharmacological crops and put it into salmon and put it into monkeys and put it into spider goats decades ago. And yes, China's planning a new megalopolis the size of New England to test new solutions. Kind of like the Pentagon admits that Disney World and Disneyland are psychological warfare testing facilities for the new planned cities where everyone's a prisoner with biometric ID codes. It's a dystopia because the people running it are dystopic. The economy's been turned on in China, not here. That's how they can build megacities in 3 years. We can't even pay off our debt because the elites don't want us to. And along comes Trump saying he wants to do it, and they're fighting him like he's the devil incarnate. So now let me review the video that's gotten 5.5 million views in 2 days. What humans will look like in 1,000 years. Oh, what the elite want you to look like in 50 years if you're one of them. These hateful, greedy people will keep hating and killing until there's only two of them left, and then they'll end up trying to kill each other for the great ultimate power of being the only conscious creature. As Ray Kurzweil said, he doesn't believe in God yet. So they have these TV promotions out there, internet promotions, where, oh, it shows, oh, we're 6-7 inches higher than we were 100 years ago, and, oh, you know, we had radio, we had TV, and then we had iPhones, and then, like a face sucker, it goes.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online. With no prepayment fees and no collateral required, and you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 8181.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Child porn being force-fed to everybody. So that things are so ugly, you ask for virtual reality. The architecture is ugly. The culture is ugly. You ask to be in part of one of the forest or equatorial Pacific redoubts where you can sit back and watch your technocrat parents direct the destruction of the world from their command base. Why would anyone want to put up with this? Because you look at the jellyfish-like followers injected with brain-damaging chemicals from birth, fluoride, the vaccines, the GMO, shuffling around like zombies, looking for stimulus, looking for entertainment, not knowing real stimulus is about human endeavorment and human empowerment and the human future and transcending this great evil, this marooned interdimensional attack. Because they're building a false synthetic chimera, genetic engineering, beyond the island of Dr. Maru, nightmare. The alien species are already here. The alien attack is already here. The huge dust clouds flying around like interstellar. The atmosphere already breaking down. Holes in the atmosphere. From hundreds of nuclear tests by the United States to try to destroy the atmosphere, to try to destroy the Van Allen radiation belt, to try to blow holes in it. Blowing holes. The scientists just had to do it. They said it was religious to detonate huge hydrogen bombs, hundreds of them in the upper atmosphere, instead blowing holes in it and off-gassing and then geoengineering trying to destroy our atmosphere. We're up against major attack. This is a satanic invasion. You want to know what science fiction looks like, baby? You're in it. And you can already see most of the public's already fallen to it. And now they've got new nanotech in the food and the water, and nanotech in the water, and nanotech in the vaccines. But they need you to opt in, to go take it. It's metaphysical. And you take the vaccine. They've caught the last few major flu vaccines with nanotech in it, with artificially created viruses. The top virologists look at it, and they say, we don't know what it is because it's so compressed, but it's super advanced technology. And then it goes in and literally reprograms the brain, and then that's why people are now zombie-like. And they're only alive when they're watching TV being programmed. We're already in the mass collapse. Tens of thousands of pharmacological crops are planted everywhere. Growing viruses, growing live bacteria, growing chemicals. They're blowing around everywhere, just mixing with everything. They're using the plants as the weapon delivery system. And the globalists are testing it all on us. They've got mitigating sciences they've developed that they're testing on themselves. And the only reason they haven't killed everybody yet is they still don't think they'd escape it. They still aren't sure that they've got mitigating systems. And they're worried about nuclear war because there's a few governments they don't completely control, like Russia and others. And Russia's got its own parallel plans along this direction. And so they're all in a race for the singularity. And they're afraid that if they let the cat out of the bag too soon and release the bioweapon, that there'll be other governments like Pakistan and Russia and people that are going to go so crazy during this, they're going to launch nuclear weapons, and then that could damage their overall plan into the future. But you're already being murdered. You're already being killed. And so why do I even sit here and talk about, oh, the French president with a giant black pyramid behind him built by a Luciferian? Why do we even talk about it? Of course there's giant child porn and child kidnapping operations going on. Of course, I mean, the very species is being slaughtered, being diseased, being attacked. The average Westerner has almost a 90% sperm count drop. Most women are now becoming infertile. It's all by design. Breast cancer up 3,000%. Pediatric cancer is over 10,000%. And it's all just normalized. It's all just no big deal. It's all just accept it. Just go along with it. Just give up your consciousness. Just be delusional. Just decide it's all okay. It's going to be fun. Just like the elites say, just let them have their future. Let them tell you it's fun. Let them tell you what humans will look like in 1,000 years. Let's go ahead and play part of this viral video.
What humans will look like in 1,000 years.
Oh, listen, he's non-threatening.
Humans are still evolving. So where will evolution take us in 1,000 years?
Hit pause. Back it up. Where will evolution, you can debate what type of evolution there is, you can debate what really happened on this planet, what seed is here, you can go through all those debates. But this is telling you, what will evolution look like? Oh, it's just evolution. No, the elite have taken control of our biological development, and they're a bunch of child-molesting devil worshippers who've been promised by their God, if they destroy humanity, they'll be allowed to transcend. Sounds like a science fiction book. The alien spirit tells them, set this up, I'll tell you how to build it. You've already got the technology innate in your brain to build it. I'll direct you to build what I want because I can't build it because all I do is destroy. All I do is twist. You build it. I'll direct exactly what I want. And then you kill everybody and then I'll let you blast off to space. They actually say that in this video. But again, oh, it's so cute. It's so sweet. It's so fun. It's a nice little nerdly, non-threatening voice. Oh, let's see where the evolution's going right now. No discussion that humans build their own environment. Humans are taking control of their own evolution. Just forget that big human secret. We're master builders. Let the globalists be the architects. Let Lucifer be the grand architect. Let him direct it all. Just sit down and let him run things. He'll take real good care of you. Just put these handcuffs on and come down in this dungeon, and he'll love on you a little bit.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of lizard that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to finish up with my review of what humans will look like the next 1,000 years. Sound like saying, we'll tell you who you're going to marry and where you're going to go to school and what you're going to be and what you're going to think. We're going to tell you about what color your coffin's going to be. Let us run things. Now let's go back to the big black pyramid with the all-seeing eye designed by Luciferian François Mitterrand. That was in the newspapers. French don't even hide it. At the Louvre with a big red eye glowing behind him. Isn't that amazing? And joining us is Jack Posobiec, who does a great job as a journalist online and as a researcher, citizensfortrump.com. He's been sued. And And when he first was getting sued last week, people were like, oh, more fake news. But actually look at what Jack covers. It's all so incredibly accurate. That's why the fake news calls him the fake news. But now they admitted it days later. Macron files a lawsuit over cyber misinformation. Paris prosecutors open probe into whether false news is being used to influence voting in the presidential election. And that's the word is Germany and France and others are not just going to sue Facebook and Google and Twitter. They're going to sue yours truly. They're going to sue Jack Posobiec. Isn't that just darling? Isn't that just sweet? So he joins us to break this down. And, of course, we all heard the Russians. We heard that Posobiec was a Russian agent. Remember a month or two ago they had congressional hearings. They said, and other people working for the Russians that were criminally investigating are Alex Jones. He called it InfoWar. That's what the Russians call it too, sir. Yeah, information warfare has been around about 80 years, that term. So nobody bought the website in 1997. I thought, we're in InfoWar against the globalists. I'll call it InfoWar. And, of course, now we know that we're pro-gun because the Russians told us to be, and we're pro-life because the Russians told us to, and we're pro-free market, not because it's a better political system or economic system, but because the Russians taught us. That's right. That's right. Wow, I didn't know my granddaddy working on the farm, mother, grandfather, working for the, you know, as a lease hound for the oil companies. I didn't know my whole family worked and were free market folks because of the Russians. I didn't know my family fought the communists when they were running Russia. It doesn't matter. We're all Russian agents now. Jack Posobiec joins us. He's a writer, filmmaker, recovering political operative. And Jack was Special Projects Director for Citizens for Trump, the largest Trump grassroots organization. Originally from Philadelphia area, Jack has worked for four presidential campaigns, as well as numerous candidates for Senate, Congress, and Governor. He's a veteran of the U.S. Navy with multiple deployments overseas. He is fluent in Mandarin Chinese. President Obama, a Chinese agent. You know, Hillary and the Democrats are really on the communist Chinese payroll. They're also on the Islamic payroll. Look at this. Hijab becomes symbol of resistance, feminism in the age of Trump. So, Jack, I wonder if they're going to drop their lawsuit now. I guess you probably kind of want it to illustrate how they're anti-free speech. Other folks are getting sued around here. But, oh, I mean, wow. What does all this signify? And now, of course, Le Pen going down in flames.
Exactly, Alex. And, you know, we saw Macron come out not to the French national anthem, but he came out in front of that giant black pyramid with the red eye to the EU national anthem. And that pretty much says it all right there about this is the candidate that the elites brought up. The elites got him in there. I actually worked for the Rothschild Bank. He's direct Rothschild agent. And we're now pulling stuff out of the Macron leaks, which the French media, of course, told us not to look at, that the Macron Bank was actually funding cocktail parties, at these glitzy spots for the Macron campaign. Not even sure if that's legal, but all of this money is going directly into him. At 39 years old, we know that the guy, he's not really the one calling the shots there. He's just the guy on TV selling it to you.
We're going to play some of this audio. I'll defend Europe. Macron snubs French national anthem and walks out to EU song. We're going to play some of that here in a moment. But why so arrogant? I guess just cucking everybody, breaking their will, throwing it in their face that he's a Rothschild agent, and then suing you because you dare point it all out. I mean, these people are so – and again, François Mitterrand admittedly helped design the Louvre pyramid. He was in the news saying it was a temple to Lucifer. I mean, you can't make this up. It just gets weirder and weirder. Him with a big black pyramid behind him at night with the EU anthem calling for world government. I mean, how do you make this up?
That's exactly right, Alex, and it's a power play. You know, after losing in Brexit and after losing their candidate in Hillary in 2016 against Trump, now they're pushing out there. They have to show their hand a little bit more, but they're trying to remember to the rest of the world to remind them, hey, we're the masters, we're the ones in charge, and we're not going to go down without a fight. We still have so much power. We're still so strong here. France, Germany, which has their elections later this year, they're not going to let those go because those are the beating hearts of the EU.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Why do you think they're so arrogant? Just again, rubbing our faces in it?
I think it's because they assume that the people are going to be cowards. I think they assume that people are not going to see this stuff to connect the dots and put it together, but that even if we do, that people won't do anything, that people won't organize, that people won't form their own political institutions, that people will simply read about it and then scroll on to the next thing. You know, you were just talking about how there's so much that goes on in our culture today that's all about that sort of, you know, surface level instant gratification. Oh, we're just going to go watch the next Netflix video. We're going to go sit and watch, you know, what's on TV all day long like zombies rather than actually get involved. and the political process and see what's going on to stop these people that are trying to take over our world.
And by the way, I know the media will probably jump on my Luciferian comment. He's got a big black pyramid behind him. And Francois Mitterrand, I was on the air back in the mid-90s when he was retiring. I think he had cancer, was dying. He was in the news saying, I came up with the idea of the pyramid and got it funded. 666 pieces of pink glass dedicated to Lucifer. I mean, I challenge mainstream news before they attack me for that. Look that up. You cannot make this stuff up. And then now we see the polls where she was neck and neck or ahead or a little bit behind with the National Front. I guess they're changing the name, seeing and having the word nation. It was being dirty. Do you think they stole the election from her? There was some evidence that went on, but I don't see stealing being able to give a landslide like this. Or was this just the French groveling to political correctness? We know the French love to be stylish. They love to be in the in crowd.
Yeah, I think we have to remember that France, the electorate there, it's not America. They don't have the history of America. They don't have the history of the American Revolution in 1776. And those ideals that are instilled in our Constitution that are actually still taught in some quarters in the United States. The French, especially after World War II, they very much changed their positions. They talked about pacifism. And now we're actually seeing in these Macron leaks, not only do they want open borders, they're going to continue the open borders migration policies, but they're also going to start teaching French children that Islam has always been part of France. So they're not even going to teach them the history of French actually knocking Islamic invaders out of France and back into Spain and down to Morocco. They're actually going to teach them that Islam has always been part of France and that we should always be allowing these foreign invaders to come into our lands.
That's right. The Islamic Moor invaders out of North Africa and out of the Middle East went all the way up to the edge of France. They went all the way into the middle of Poland. They went all the way into the borders of Germany. And that's why Eastern Europe is the only place actually standing up to the Islamic invasion, because they literally had their great-great-great-great-grandparents' people slaughtered. But notice the Clintons backed in the mid-90s the attacks on Serbia when the UN and the Muslims out of Albania launched the attacks. We gave one-third of Serbia to the Muslims. So this has been an ongoing theme in the non-radical Muslims. In Syria, in Egypt, in Libya, they get overthrown, radical Muslims get put in. No one can deny now that David Horowitz, who envisioned this 16, 17 years ago, has been proven right. Now it's admitted, but looking at 2017, Merkel with Macron bowing down to her in this bizarre photo, promising to bring in more Muslims, arresting people that criticize Islam, indicting Le Pen for criticizing Islam. This is insane national suicide. And the Muslims just run around murdering and driving over people and shooting and stabbing people. Why are they doing that when Europe's capitulating to them? I mean, where do you see all this going, and how is the EU's plan to Islamify Europe going?
It's going without a hitch at this point. I mean, I suppose Brexit was probably their first stumbling block, but now they're pushing back, so at least the continent of Europe will continue to be Islamified. What they essentially want, Alex, is that they want these attacks. They want this violence. They want this going on in the streets, and they're going to continue to use that to push for their opposition, to push for more invasions of Muslim lands, which is going to create more war. It's going to create more terrorism. It's not going to do anything to stop this because they know that as they carry their invader armies across the world, it also carries all of their connections to the financial institutions and to multinational corporations that can now get into those countries that they haven't had access to in the past.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. That's in the PNAC documents by the Republicans. The Democrats have their own documents. We've got Wesley Clark, who was part of the whole takeover in Serbia, admitting that was a plan, saying he thought it was bad 10 years ago, and two different speeches he gave describing the battle plan. Let's explain third-dimensional, full-spectrum dominance, Hegelian dialectic to folks that don't understand it. You go in, you put radical Muslims in, you back Saudi Arabia funding it, then you let them create their own terrorists that are real terrorists that attack you, then you use that to say, oh, we can't criticize Islam, we've got to have sensitivity training, you're causing them to attack, here let's have the cuckold Stockholm syndrome, literally in Stockholm, Sweden, women began 5 years ago wearing hijabs in solidarity, saying, please don't rape me, please don't kill me, I'll submit to your bullying, please don't beat up our newspaper reporters, don't beat up our TV reporters, like we just saw in Rome last night, them beating the woman up, the Islamicists, because she dare go videotape them on the city street. This is the whole attitude, and so they get to take over, put radical Islam in, have an excuse to blow up some of these countries, who the Islamists are actually about to invade, but blame it on some random country like Iraq or Syria, then use those attacks to take our liberties here domestically all the time, accelerating the Islamification.
I'm not looking very much closely at Eastern Europe, as you mentioned, and Slav right there, what they're doing. They've actually, especially Poland, has refused to take a single Islamic migrant. And the prime minister of Poland, Beata Szydło, she came out specifically and said, these migrants are linked with terrorism and we will not accept a single one. The EU has pushed back and said, you have to accept that thousands and thousands of these migrants.
Per month, we'll fine you.
Right. Are they going to fine you? They're going to cut off financial aid. They're going to cut off the ability of them to travel. So it's very interesting to see how Eastern Europe and Slav right is going to respond to this. And will we see an unraveling of the EU with the East siding potentially more with Russia?
Well, we notice the Slavs in Serbia and in Poland and in Romania and in Hungary and in Russia are the only people willing to stand up because they were constantly attacked the last 1,400 years, continually by Muslims. And they're like, are you kidding? And then 80% of them show up, according to even Interpol, and they're military-age men on Facebook celebrating what they did in Syria. They just got their butts kicked out. Syria was the new homeland of the Islamic invasion of the world, the spearhead into Turkey that's now shifted to caliphate. Oh, we're non-radical. Let Europe build highways to us. As soon as they got their people in, enough Turks in, now they've announced, we're going to have jihad, submit to us. Merkel says, we will submit. So the EU is literally merging with Islam, opening the gates of Europe, having them spill in for a checkmate against the West, full spectrum dominance. This is absolutely on record now. It's incredible. And again, Jack Posobiec, you're so calmly taking it that I noticed that the psychological warfare here. First you say, I've been sued by France, by the now president of France, when he was a candidate. They go, oh, shut up, Posobiec. You know, oh, sure, right. Because they always do that. Then they come out and go, okay, fine, you have been sued. You deserve to be shut down. So now here you are being sued by the president of France. To me, this shows how weak they are. They're the traitors. They're selling everybody out. They're the scum of the earth. They're standing in front of giant black pyramids saying submit to them. I mean, so this is such a badge of honor. I'm so envious that you've been sued by the president. I've only been sued by George Soros' people.
You'll get there one day, Alex. Don't worry.
So where does this, how did you learn about the suit and where's all this going?
Well, we heard about it when it was released to the media by French authorities as well as Macron. We heard about it from our legal side, and the rebel media's legal team is going to be pushing back against this and is absolutely saying that, you know, we're completely defended by the First Amendment here, and there isn't anything we've done. We're not hackers. We're not Russian agents.
You're journalists, and
journalists,
and you're absolutely kicking butt, so they hate you.
Right.
Keep
going. Funny because the French in the Fourth Estate back in the days of the French Revolution, you know, when I was in journalism school, we studied that as something to be revered. It was journalism, French journalism, hundreds of years ago that spoke truth to power. And I thought that that was the point of real journalism. Well, it turns out that now the French journalists are the ones that are in power and they're using that power to strike down anyone who speaks truth.
And notice how they turn this around. They meet with China the last few years. Zuckerberg meets with them. Google meets with them. Twitter meets with them. China says, censor America and Europe better and we'll let you in. But prove you can do it and here we're going to advise you. Then Microsoft comes out with new operating systems to help China censor. And they go, you've been good. We'll let you in. Good, you know, good doggy. And so now all this is happening. And so the French government, the EU government comes out. The German government hires former Stasi to help start tagging people to be arrested to criticize Islam, and then the government of France comes after you for telling the truth, but oh, it's because you're fake news, even though what you said is true. They don't dispute that, and then they're the good guys, the little old government, coming after you, the giant, evil, dirty, horrible, Russian-backed journalist, when none of it's even true. I mean, people, this is outrageous that they're trying to get away with this, Jack.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it reminds me of talking about the French Revolution, Robespierre back in the day. Robespierre, the reign of terror in France. It seems that Robespierre probably would have voted for Macron. Robespierre would have been one of those people who was in league with these elites. And then now the elites, instead of it just being the elite of France or the elite of Europe, it's spread to places like China, places like places like parts of Africa and the Middle East, where they're getting their toehold in, and they're going to be expanding it further and further because they have the power of the internet as well. But what they didn't realize is the double-edged sword of it, and so that outlets like InfoWars and like Rebel Media can actually get this truth out to the people, and that we can build our own platforms to get this truth out beyond what they control.
That's right, and the rebel.media, citizensfortrump.com, we are the true rebels. We are the true counterculture. We're trying to bring back what works: freedom, open societies, sovereignty, religious freedom, humans being personally empowered. Not this attack language, attack Christians, shut down freedom, bully everyone. It is ridiculous how uncool all the Hollywood scum are, and the so-called reporters like Colbert out there who are just posers putting out this info. These people are sickening establishment mouthpieces.
You're absolutely right. And we're seeing how the Hollywood drug culture and the way that those people are brainwashed, and they're now trying to turn that brainwashing on to their own audiences, to their own people, to turn them into zombies that immediately click and retweet and put out whatever hashtag they want. They want to control what you think. They want to control what you wear. They control what you eat, control what you do. From cradle to grave is what they're trying to sell you. But now we're actually able to use our own platforms, our own channels to speak the truth. We've got a long way to go. And Europe, unfortunately, it might be a little bit too late for them, but that's why it's so important.
That's right.
For the United States, it's so important for us to see what's going on and to look out in the world and see where there's allies.
That's right. To see for sure our worst analysis is, in fact, true. It's, in fact, worse than we even thought. You can see 10 years down the road where we're at if we don't all get aggressive. And it is an act of total resistance against tyranny to spread InfoWars.com links, to spread your links, to spread videos, to spread articles, to start your own websites, to start your own YouTubes, to get aggressive. We have the truth. We have the information. We're fighting a bunch of globalist cult member scum. We can defeat the pedophile armies of the New World Order. Final segment with Jack Posobiec. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to get him back up for a full hour in the near future to talk about the future of Trump, the wins, the defeats. But look how far we've come with nationalism. Jack Posobiec is our guest. I intro'd this whole piece earlier talking about how the Louvre was commissioned and the basic design done by Francois Mitterrand, who was in the newspapers at the time saying, I love Lucifer, I'm a Luciferian, we built this because I believe in Lucifer 666, and the crew Googled it and sure enough found from the Encyclopedia Obscura the Louvre Pyramid. And you can read where, completed in 89, the largest of the structures, commonly referred to as the Louvre Pyramid, now serves as the main entrance to the museum and is one of the city's more notable landmarks. The structure's Chinese-American architect claimed that the design was inspired by a trellis he had seen at the adjunct and that the Louvre Pyramid was in no way related to the monuments of Egypt. The Louvre Pyramid raised controversy in the 80s following the publication of an official brochure. Twice in the pages of the brochure, it was claimed that the structure was formed of 666 individual panes of glass. The figure was subsequently quoted on numerous newspapers and became a widespread. And then it goes on, though, to have Francois Mitterrand saying that, indeed, it is dedicated to the beast. Revelations aside, the notions that the Louvre Pyramid 666 panes is, in fact, false, it tries to claim an official statement by the Louvre Museum. Now, where was the part you showed me, though, where Francois Mitterrand said that himself? Because I remember seeing his quotes. He was asked about it at the time. Let's scroll back down to the bottom. There it is. They went on to say that the pyramid is dedicated to a power described in the book, in the beast, in the book of Revelation. The entire structure is based on the number six. The point is that you can't get past all this craziness. Now, briefly getting back to our guest, Jack Posobiec, again, get into when you learned you were being sued and what you're planning to do and what you think this bodes for journalists.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And actually, just kind of hit on your piece there. There's a line in Ephesians where it says, the war is not about flesh and blood. The war is about, is against the world rulers of darkness and the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And it's right there. It's biblical, all of this. And so, you know, these lawsuits with the French president now coming against me, it's spurious. It's a headline for them. And we're going to push back with the full force of our legal team here in the United States and back in Canada with behind the First Amendment. So if the First Amendment can't protect journalists here in the United States under the Trump administration with AG Sessions, then I can't imagine that it's going to be able to protect anybody. They're going to try to find loopholes, and if they can't get to us legally, they're going to try to get to us through the internet. They're going to try to deplatform us. They're going to try to deplatform our ISPs. And that's why you saw in the final hours of the Barack Obama administration, him turning over power of the internet providers to the EU, to the United Nations, wanting the world power to be able to come in and take down even a website, .com.
And now they're doing it. They're doing it. And he set up this office of the State Department to do it as well. And they're moving forward just saying, oh, you're all Russian agents with no proof. They never call us to Congress. Nothing. They just keep sitting there saying it. I think we respond by the listeners and everybody getting more aggressive, spreading our links, realizing it's a total war, hand-sharing those links, hand-sharing those videos, calling into C-SPAN, calling into talk radio and saying, Infowars.com is forbidden. The rebel media is forbidden. You know, anything the enemy's attacking, say, this is what they don't want you to see. Find out why. I think that's the answer, is people should celebrate the fact that we're under so much attack and realize the enemy is attacking what they're afraid of.
Yeah, General Patton had a quote. He said, you're taking the most flack when you know you're right over the target. You know, had they not responded as forcefully as they had they not shown their hand as how scared they were about this massive leak about the offshore island accounts that McClone had, there's still 10 gigabytes of information here, which WikiLeaks Julian Assange has verified is true. There's so much more stuff for us to investigate. There's so much more still to be uncovered. And now that he is the president, it's imperative for us to continue to go through this and see what the EU elites are actually
up. You know what? If you can't do five more minutes, because I'm going to into some other news after that. I guess with the guests, but I want to specifically get into what's in the leaks. I've seen a lot of it. I mean, what they're so afraid of. Let's talk about that hack straight ahead. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with hour number three. Then Leanne McAdoo's coming up. Roger Stone with breaking exclusive news in about 8 minutes.
ESPNLive.com today.
Inside the White House with who the moles are.
Electrify your day with